Hey, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Deep Future by Pablo Zolman. Sophie, I have to say, this book kind of shook me. It starts with this idea that we're sleepwalking into the future.
Morning, Sam. Yeah, Deep Future is a wake-up call. Holman's point is that we're using 20th century thinking to solve 21st century problems, and it's not working.
Right? He says the future isn't something that happens to us. It's something we build every day through the choices we make. But most of those choices are unconscious, driven by inertia and short-term thinking.
Exactly. And that's the core problem, the tyranny of the present. Politicians think in election cycles, corporations in quarterly reports. So a project that would save us in 50 years gets no attention because the costs are immediate and the benefits are invisible.
That's the part that really hit me. He talks about how we're trying to fix a leaky dam with chewing gum. Incremental fixes feel safe, but they're not enough for exponential challenges like climate change.
And that's where he introduces moonshot thinking. Instead of making slightly better airplanes, he says we should aim to put a man on the moon. That requires inventing whole new systems.
So what does that look like in practice? He gives the example of malaria. The conventional approach is bed nets and drugs, incremental stuff. But Holman's team asked, what if we could make the mosquitoes themselves unable to transmit the disease?
They're working on gene drives. It's a genetic engineering technique that can force a trait through an entire mosquito population. You could essentially make them resistant to the parasite or even infertile. It's radical.
And controversial, right? He doesn't shy away from that. He says the risk of inaction, 500,000 people dying from malaria every year, is far greater than the risk of unintended consequences.
That's the proactionary principle he advocates. Instead of the precautionary principle, which paralyzes us, he says we should experiment, take calculated risks, and learn from failures.
He applies the same thinking to climate change. He's skeptical of the hair shirt approach, telling everyone to sacrifice and consume less. He says that's politically and psychologically unrealistic for billions of people.
Instead, he wants abundance. He points to carbon-sucking machines that can pull CO2 out of the air. They're expensive and energy-intensive now, but so was solar power 20 years ago. With investment, costs can plummet.
And then there's food. He asks, why do we grow food on the surface of the planet at all? He envisions vertical farms and cities, controlled environments with LED lights and hydroponics, using a fraction of the water and land.
Right now, vertical farming is expensive, but he argues the real barrier is conceptual. We're so used to food coming from a farm that we can't imagine it from a factory. We need to overcome that mental model.
Underneath all of this is a philosophy about progress. Holman is a technological optimist, but he's not naive. He says technology is a tool, and we have to be intentional about how we use it.
So, what's your one takeaway? What are you actually going to do differently?
I'm going to start asking that question he loves. If we could do anything, what would we do? It frees your mind from what's possible and opens up what should be possible. I think that's a powerful reframe.
That's a good one. And honestly, if you want to explore more ideas like this, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
The future is not written, and the pen is in our hands. That's the feeling I'm left with.
Exactly. Deep Future is an invitation to stop being passengers and start designing. We'll see you in the next one.